DNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This is AMEM, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. From Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I'm almost recovered from my upper respiratory infection bronchitis, and I am just about recovered from all these Super Bowl Sunday festivities. The Chiefs defeat the San Francisco Rice-A-Roni 49ers. I'll get to that in just a little bit. A lot to get to today. Hard to believe that we are just about a week away from Valentine's Day. So in the second hour, we'll be joined by noted author Laura Korn, Lauralicious, author of 101 Nights of Great Romance, 101 Nights of Great Sex. We'll be talking about Valentine's Day, which is, of course, the Super Bowl for Dames. We have regular Super Bowl, followed by the Super Bowl for Dames. We'll give you all the guidance and advice you need. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw Nancy Pelosi. Nasty Nancy. Putrid Pelosi. Screw the Dems. And as always, your five-star global general and alpha male-in-chief coming to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. I am locked, loaded, 2 hours of alpha male broadcast pleasure maneuvers coming your way.
This is the Cigar Dave's News Bulletin.
As you all know, cigars have been under attack, oh, at least by the FDA, going back 10-plus years. The cigar industry has been fighting with the FDA. The FDA, probably 4 or 5 years ago, deemed that cigars would be overseen by their regulations as part of the Family Smoking Tobacco Act that the Obama administration and the Dems, the taxocrats, passed a number of years ago. So the industry has been fighting with the FDA on numerous fronts, on the warning label front. The FDA's wanted big warning labels, not only on packaging, but on all advertising, going back where you've got to schedule it out over a year in advance. They've wanted to tax various cigars. They've wanted to basically take cigars and test every single size, shape for all sorts of chemical components, and that would add tons of costs. If you had a cigar that was not out by a certain date, then it was not deemed to be grandfathered, and you'd have to submit an application to the FDA. Bureaucratic BS to the max. All bureaucrats all the time, led by Mitch Zealot Zeller, who heads the FDA Tobacco Control Division. Now, you would think under the Trump administration, They would say, enough is enough already. But it doesn't work that way. And the reason it doesn't is because we have these entrenched bureaucrats that believe that they have the divine and sole right to dictate legislative policy. When they don't, they're an unelected bureaucracy. I don't care who the president is. Taxocrat, Republican, independent, makes no difference. Unfortunately, in Washington, we have this giant, huge, entrenched bureaucracy, and it seems that no president and Congress can't even get rid of it. And that is a huge problem. When President Trump says we need to drain the swamp, drain the bureaucrats first. That would be a very good step. So the FDA has been battling, the cigar industry has been battling the FDA. There have been numerous lawsuits filed by a number of parties. This past week, U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta ruled in favor of the premium cigar industry in one of the lawsuits that the cigar industry, the Cigar Association of America, the Cigar Rights of America, the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association, now known as the Premium Cigar Association, and even some retailers in Texas, and Fuego Tobacco Shop, as well as some other distributors and retailers in Texas, brought suit against the FDA. And one of the items they brought suit against was the FDA's warning requirements, or requirements to put giant warning labels on cigars and cigar boxes, cigar advertising. Let's go back. Before we tell you about this decision, let's go back. July 2018, 1.5 years ago, Judge Mehta ruled at the time to indefinitely delay the implementation of cigar warning labels, invalidating the FDA's August 8, 2018 requirement that would have required warning labels on all cigar boxes and advertising. So he essentially gave an indefinite stay, an indefinite delay until he could look at the case in detail. Because remember, the FDA immediately came out and said, okay, here are all these new requirements, and amongst them, you have to come out with testing. There is going to be user fees, more taxes on you to enjoy cigars to fund the bureaucracy. And then there would have been an August 8th, 2018 warning label deadline. Judge Mehta at the time said, I'm going to indefinitely delay that. So he does. That brings us to this week, where Judge Mehta ruled that the lawsuit filed by the Cigar Association, the IPCPR, the CRA against the FDA, he basically came out and said that the warning label requirement is nixed. Now, these warning label requirements would have required cigar boxes to have warning labels affixed to at least two, what they call, and I'm using in quotes here, principal panels of the box. And that was translated to primarily the top lid and the front side. Additionally, all advertising, broadcast, internet, print, would have required warning labels, warning messages that covered 20% of the advertising space or the advertising time. And here's the other kicker. The FDA wanted cigar companies to submit warning label plans on a quarter-by-quarter basis 12 months in advance, meaning companies would have to basically have their advertising campaigns created a year in advance before they were even set to be displayed or even launch a product, which is ridiculous. It's absurd. In many cases, a manufacturer will come out with a product or they will create a campaign around a certain event, a certain product, whatever the case may be, and it may only be 2, 3, 4 weeks until they actually create the campaign, the advertisement, the campaign, whatever the case is. But again, the FDA has these ridiculous bureaucratic requirements. And we all know that as cigar connoisseurs, one of the just most wonderful parts about being a cigar connoisseur is the fact that when you look at cigar boxes, when you look at cigar bands, they are creative works of art. This isn't like buying just some packaged good. there is a tremendous amount of creativity, amount of art, amount of design that goes into this element. This isn't something recent. Cigar boxes have always been known for their incredible artwork, their elaborate detail, going back over 100 years. Look at cigar boxes from the late 1800s, from the early 1900s. They are intricate works of art. The cigar band is a work of art. Nobody just slaps a plain brown or black band with white or black typing on it that says Monte Cristo or Arturo Fuente or Rocky Patel or Padron. The manufacturers take great pride in the cigar artwork that goes on the band, that goes on the box. This isn't just an afterthought. In many cases, the cigar band, the cigar box, the design, the logo, the artwork will take over a year, sometimes 2-3 years, to properly design. So as cigar connoisseurs, the last thing we want to see is what we see in Canada and other countries, where it's just a generic box with giant warning labels. And in Canada's case, the cigar band consists of basically a brown or a black band with white text on it. That's it. Ugly, ugly, ugly. So that brings us to this week. Judge Maeda ruled on the lawsuit, and he evaluated claims of preclusion. What does that mean? Well, in short, basically, the FDA, in their response to the Texas lawsuit, they said that the Texas lawsuit was not valid because the plaintiffs all had ties to the plaintiffs of the lawsuit that was filed in Washington, D.C. by the Cigar Rights of America, the IPCPR, and the Cigar Association of America. Now, the FDA has tried to use that argument to get the Texas lawsuit, which really deals with how premium cigars should be regulated differently than mass market cigars. But he denied the FDA's claims. And he summarized the cigar industry's challenges, three items, basically. Number one, he looked at the warning labels and the 12-month process by which they must be submitted and approved. The cigar manufacturers said that violates their First Amendment rights. That was the first item that the judge had to look at. The second item he had to look at that the cigar manufacturers brought up was that the FDA's warning label plan was arbitrary, was capricious, and violated the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act, a law that dictates how agencies like the FDA come up with rules and how they enforce rules. Had to look at that. And then he had to look at the argument that because the law was not signed by the person with the right title, the entire law should be thrown out. So, Judge Maeda had to look at all three arguments. In the first, basically he threw that out. He said, no, that doesn't violate the warning labels, and the 12-month process does not violate the First Amendment right of the cigar manufacturers. He threw out the third, saying, okay, it may have been somebody with the wrong title, but that in and of itself isn't enough. But Judge Maeda ruled in favor of the second claim that said the FDA's warning label plan was arbitrary, was capricious, and violated the Administrative Procedure Act. And he said that the FDA's rulemaking was not the product of reasoned decision-making, therefore it violates the APA. He also argued that the FDA's decision, going back a number of years, to consider whether premium cigars should be exempted from any deeming regulations, something that was included in what they call the Option 1, Option 2 choice in 2014, where Option 1 cigars would be totally, I believe it was Option 1 or 2, one of the two options was cigars would be totally excluded from any regulation, premium cigars. And the second was a premium cigar was defined, I think, as a cigar that was over $10. But the mere fact that the FDA looked at it, the judge said that the agency at the time understood that premium cigars are different than mass market cigars. So the judge chastised the FDA not only for their lack of evidence, not only for their arguments in regards to the health dangers of premium cigars, but also said that the FDA was throwing off inconsistent signs. whether the agency even wants to continue regulating premium cigars. Because a number of weeks ago, I think within a month or so, the FDA said that premium cigars are in the bottom of the totem pole. Vaping, cigarettes, those are the areas that they wanted to focus on. I mean, the FDA basically comes out and says, yeah, we still have the law, but we're not really, you know, spending time on it. It's really the lowest priority on our list. Now, the judge's decision will now force the FDA to define what constitutes a premium cigar. Very important. What is a premium cigar? The industry has stated, primarily, a premium cigar contains long filler. There is no homogenized tobacco leaf. It contains long fillers, meaning it is long fillered, and it is hand-rolled or hand-finished, meaning the wrapper is placed on by hand. And that was put in because the J.C. Newman factory, which does use some long filler, they have machine-made cigars that use long filler tobacco, but the wrapper is placed on finished by hand, where they actually have to place the wrapper on the machine, and it is a tobacco leaf. It's not homogenized tobacco. They put it on. That would allow the J.C. Newman factory, the last remaining really large cigar factory in the cigar city of Tampa, to continue operating and making cigars that are defined as premium cigars. Does the FDA put a price? Do they say, well, premium cigars will be considered anything over $10 wholesale or $15 or $20 retail? So these are all very important questions. But the FDA itself described them as relatively expensive, large hand-rolled cigars that do not have flavors. No fruit flavors, no blueberry, no cotton candy, no mint, no vanilla. So these are important items that have to be looked at. The FDA can appeal this ruling. Don't know whether they will. I have a feeling the Justice Department will sit down with the FDA saying, this is low priority. We really don't want to focus on this. So let's kick out the label. And in fact, the FDA may come out and say, because there's been a lot of congressional pressure on the FDA to exclude premium cigars from deeming regulations and from all these requirements of testing the cigars and from registering the cigars and getting the ingredients improved, and all the ingredients are is really just natural tobacco. But it would cost the industry huge amounts of money, and more importantly, it would be humongous bureaucratic delays and paperwork that every manufacturer would have to endure. So we're at a very important crossroads. Does the FDA, knowing that they've got a vaping issue and a vaping problem, do they look and say, premium cigars are enjoyed by adults, they're not consumed by children, they're not marketed to children, children don't buy $5, $10 cigars. Do we look and say, we don't have a health issue, we don't have major issues that need to be addressed compared to vaping and cigarette, and that premium cigars are smoked entirely differently than cigarettes or vaping? We know that we as cigar connoisseurs do not smoke cigars for the nicotine content. Here's a perfect case in point. It has been exactly 1 month, 4 weeks, since I came down with an upper respiratory infection, which turned into bronchitis, which turned into some junk in my lungs that I am finally getting rid of because I was put on antibiotics earlier this week because my viral infection turned into a bacterial infection in my lungs. I have not had a cigar for 4 weeks. I have not desired a cigar for 4 weeks. Why? Well, number one, the last thing I want to do is exacerbate my bronchitis or any junk in my lungs, even though I don't inhale cigars. But the last thing I want to do is be around cigar smoke or any type of smoke. In fact, I've been into the Davidoff store to go see Tommy D once in the last 4 weeks, which is unusual. I'm normally there umpteen times, sometimes several times a day, because they are so close to the studios and executive offices of the Alpha Male Entertainment Network and Command Center Alpha. I've been in there once, just for a few minutes. So the last thing I want to do is exacerbate any cough that I have. I want to get rid of this thing. Second thing is, why don't I have an urge to smoke a cigar? Because I'm not addicted to nicotine. I don't smoke cigars for nicotine. You don't smoke cigars for nicotine. We smoke cigars for the flavor, the pleasure, the aroma, the relaxation. Nobody goes out and spends $100 for a bottle of wine to get drunk. You go out and buy a top-shelf bottle of wine or a bottle of cognac because you want to enjoy and savor the experience. You want to enjoy the taste, the aroma. You want to kick back. You don't buy a $100 bottle of wine to knock it down in 10 minutes. It's the same thing with a cigar. We don't buy a cigar and say, great, let me puff as hard as I can and as fast as I can so that I'm done with the cigar in 5 minutes. Cigars are not cigarettes. People will light a cigar or cigarette and they'll knock that thing down in a minute because they need their nicotine fix, not cigars. The FDA knows damn well that cigars are consumed by adults. They are marketed to adults. Kids do not smoke cigars. They do not purchase premium cigars. The FDA knows this. They already know the health data, the fact that the average cigar connoisseur that smokes premium cigars may smoke 1 to 2 cigars per week. That's it. They know that premium cigar connoisseurs don't inhale. They know that premium cigar connoisseurs do not smoke cigars for the nicotine. You don't see cigar connoisseurs running off an airplane or huddled outside of a building in snow or rain or thunderstorms lighting their cigar to get their cigar fix in the middle of the day. Doesn't happen. The FDA knows this. The FDA knows it. They know there's been pressure on them. And the reality is the FDA has much bigger fish to fry, as evidenced by the vaping issues and the vaping epidemic and the vaping lung issues and health issues that have come up the last 6 months. They had never had those issues with cigars. They've been talking about regulating cigars now for 5 years. There's enough pressure in the courts, in Congress, even from the executive branch to say, enough's enough. We do not need to regulate premium cigars. Let us hope that the FDA, after this loss, let us hope they will all regroup and say, you know what, we've wasted our time on deeming regulations for premium cigars. Let's end it. Now, there are other lawsuits that are, or parts of the lawsuits still that are in force, that are still waiting to be heard, primarily over substantial equivalence, which is set to launch on May 12, 2020. And what that essentially means is that any cigar that is on the market or was on the market by a certain date had to show that it was substantially equivalent to any cigar going back to the initial deeming regulations, which I think was like 8 years ago. And the cigar industry is saying that's ridiculous. That is nonsense going back 8 years before cigars were even deemed. I have a feeling the FDA is going to lose that case as well. So we will keep an eye on things, but good news. The cigars that we love, the cigar boxes we love, and the cigar bands that we love, and the artwork we so much appreciate, they will not be touched or ruined by the FDA.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
No cigar litation for me. This is now the fourth week in a row that I've not had any cigar or cigar litation. And the reason is simple. Got to get rid of this upper respiratory infection, almost gone. The bronchitis. Want to make sure it's fully gone before I properly enjoy a cigar. However, libations, good for the throat. In fact, I've selected... Even though I can't have cigars, or I'm not that I can't, but I'm choosing not to have a cigar until I fully have recovered. But I've got something that has cigar significance. First up, I'm going to be enjoying a cognac. I talked about cognac in the first part of the show. What is cognac? It is a variety of brandy that is named after a region in France, the Cognac region of France, surrounded by the wine-growing region that grows white grapes. And cognac production, very interesting. Cognac must be distilled twice and aged at least 2 years in French oak barrels from Limousin or Francais. Cognac matures the same way as wine or whiskies. And when we think about cognac, people don't realize that cognac is from grapes. Again, you can distill anything. You can use, whether it is for whiskey, whether it's barley, whether it is bourbon, it is corn. You can use rye. Anything that grows, you can certainly ferment and eventually distill. The white wine used in making cognac is a very dry, acidic, very thin grape. Virtually undrinkable, but it's excellent for distillation and aging. And I've selected a very unique cognac from a very unique house of cognac. It is from the House of Hein. Started fermenting cognac in 1763, the House of Hein. 250 plus years of creating excellent cognac. Thomas Hein and Company. And one of the cognacs they created 10 years ago to pair with cigars. It was a collaboration between Bernard Hein and Nicholas Freeman of Hunters and Frankau, which is the big Cuban cigar importer in the UK. They wanted to find a perfect match between cigars and cognacs. They created the Hein XO Cigar Reserved Cognac. XO means extra old. Now, there are different types and grades of cognac. There's VS, very special. The youngest cognac has been stored at least 2 years in the cask. VSOP, very superior old pale, meaning the youngest brandy or the youngest cognac is stored at least 4 years in cask. And then there is XO, extra old, or Napoleon, a blend which the youngest cognac stored at least 6 years. However, the minimum age of the youngest cognac used in the XO blend was increased in April 2018 to 10 years. So now when you have an XO, it's got to be at least 10 years. So this Hein XO is aged for at least 10 years. It's a beautiful looking cognac, nice bottle. Almost looks like a wine bottle if you look at it. It has a very nice deep orange amber hue to it. And I will pour a little bit here into my snifter, my cognac snifter. Just looking at this, a very deep amber tone on the nose. It's interesting. A little bit of woodiness, some cinnamon, almost a little tobacco as well. All right, let me swirl this around and let me say, cheers. Wow. Some very nice warmth. Little honey-like flavor. Some spiciness. Wow. Some very nice warmth on the way down. Very pleasant. Now, this is not an inexpensive cognac. About $145 suggested retail. So, not the kind of cognac you would have every day, but for special occasions with a special cigar. And this would go beautifully with a medium-bodied or full-flavored cigar, especially a Maduro. Take another sip. Absolutely delightful. All right, my Hein XO Cigar Reserve Cognac, front and center here. And I've got a full bottle here, but I will tell you that I'm only going to use it sparingly. Again, not the type of cognac that I'm going to just pour every day. Same thing with a premium cigar. You don't go out and say, I'm just going to smoke 10 premium cigars a day. It doesn't happen. The FDA knows this. We as premium cigar connoisseurs enjoy cigars in moderation. Very pleasant. All right, so now I've got my fine cognac. And by the way, if you want to try the Hein Rare and Delicate VSOP, runs about $70, $65. Also very, very good. Hein is one of those houses of cognac. You know, you think of cognac, you think of Hennessy, Remy Martin, Courvoisier, but you don't think of Hein. Very, very nice, very pleasant indeed. All right. Last week was the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. I made a prediction at the end of last week's show. So did Colonel Ann. Sergeant Steve, let's play that prediction, please. I say the Chiefs 34, the 49ers 20. Go Chiefs. Mahomes should have been the Bills quarterback. Don't get me started on that. Well, well, well. I predicted 34-20. What was the final score, Sergeant Steve, if you will, please?
31-20.
Yes, 31-20. Talk about almost a dead nuts on prediction. I did cover, and I had two prop bets, by the way. Well, one prop bet I made, I took the Chiefs and the points, so I won outright on that. Didn't win nothing huge, but I did do a $50 prop bet that Patrick Mahomes would score the first touchdown. And basically, I figured, okay, what's the chances he's going to do that, right? And I think it paid $600 or $700. So not a bad day indeed. But my prediction of 34-20, damn close. Chiefs win 31-20. Next year, the Super Bowl is in the Cigar City of Tampa. So it'll be easy for me to go and catch the Bills as they play the representative of the NFC in next year's Super Bowl. Now, here's a question that I pose to all of you. Should the Super Bowl be moved so that we play it on Saturday? We call it Super Bowl Saturday instead of Super Bowl Sunday. And I believe it should. Because let's face it, Super Bowl Sunday now, the game doesn't start till like 6:30, 6:40. It doesn't end till 11 o'clock. You've had all this food, then you got to wind down. And by the time you wind down, it's like 1 in the morning. And then you get up the next day and you're shot. You're toast. So I am making the novel suggestion to the National Football League that they move Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday. We have Super Bowl Saturday. Now think about this. You still play it at the same time, but you have all day Saturday to get ready for it. Now, I don't watch the 28-hour pregame show. I avoid that. I turn it on 10 minutes before it's ready to go, and that's it. And the halftime show, waste of time. Just get me the game. Could care less. But if we move the Super Bowl to Saturday, now you have all day Saturday to prepare. You still have your day. You get ready. You have the big Super Bowl parties on Saturday. Most everybody doesn't have to go to work Sunday. You can stay up as late as you want. You can sleep in on Sunday. You have a light day Sunday. You have Sunday to recuperate. So we make it a giant party. Super Bowl Saturday. It's like a Saturday night extravaganza. Sunday you recuperate. Monday you go back to work like nothing ever happened. I believe the time is now to move Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday. Sergeant Steve, your thoughts?
I would love that, but they won't do it.
Why?
Television.
But
Saturday night is the lowest rated night of the week. Friday night, actually, I think, is. Saturday's next as far as television ratings.
Not so fast, my friend. That is correct. But remember, the Super Bowl is must-see viewing. It's kind of like a Bass Pro Shops.
It is.
If you have a Bass Pro in your city, whether it's 100 miles away, you're going. It's a destination-type store.
Right.
Same thing with the Super Bowl. They move it to Saturday, Sergeant Steve. They won't miss a beat.
Well, you say that, but even a 5% drop in television ratings means a lot of money when you're dealing with 100 million people.
I think the viewership would go up because now people would plan around it. People would stay up later.
But what about people that have weddings or other events that they plan?
Sergeant Steve, weddings come secondary after the Super Bowl. If we make it a national holiday where people look and say, okay, the first Saturday of February is always Super Bowl Saturday. People could look, I plan my travel schedule around the Buffalo Bills. I do not travel when the Bills are playing. It's that simple.
I told my wife when we decided that we were going to get married, I said, you can pick any time of the year except September, October, November, and March.
March Madness.
Because I'm a college football fan. That's my favorite sport. So college football months and March Madness. You can pick any other month you want. That's what I told her. She was fine with it.
Outstanding. That's right. Well, you're the alpha. You run the show anyway.
Exactly.
You got 50.1% of the vote, so it's relatively moot.
I believe it's more than 50.1, but
they're good. As long as you have 50.1, as long as you have controlling interest, you are good to go. The Cigar Dave Officers Club, for January has, of course, shipped out the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. I will smoke that next Saturday on the show, 1 week from today. Beautiful cigar. Very, very, just getting great accolades. The members of the Officers Club that receive them getting emails saying, General, love this cigar. Very unique. Great collaboration between Alec and Bradley Rubin and Ernesto Perez Carrillo. So fabulous cigar, and we're following it up with a wonderful selection from Crowned Heads. It is the Crowned Heads Vertical Officers Club Sampler for February. Three cigars. First up is going to be the Crowned Heads Jericho Hill. This is an ode to the man in black. Hello, everyone. I'm Johnny Cash. And I tell you, the Crowned Head Jericho Hill has a magnificent, sultry, deep, spicy, rich Mexican San Andrean Morón wrapper. It's got beautiful fillers, just a very nice medium to full-bodied cigar. Then we're going to offer you the Crown Heads La Imperiosa Magicos, which is a very nice Robusto, or actually it's a Rothschild. It's almost a mini Robusto, 4.5 by 52. It's a nice squatty little cigar. And then we cap it off with the Crown Heads Juarez OBS. Also, a collaboration between John Huber and Mike Condor of Crown Heads and Ernesto Perez Carrillo of Tabacalera Alianza. Beautiful cigar. We've got three fantastic cigars that this one also uses a Mexican San Andreas Morón wrapper. The Morón wrapper, outstanding. Fantastic. Can't get enough of it. Three great cigars coming February, coming your way probably around February 16th to the 20th, somewhere around there. If you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, we've got loads of great selections coming your way for the rest of 2020. So go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you three fantastic cigars sent to you per month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club Ziploc pouch that you can reuse. Great way to carry your cigars. You will love these cigars. We started the year, have started the year with a great offering in January from Alec and Bradley, their Gatekeeper, and now three great cigars for February from Crown Heads, their Jericho Hill, their La Imperioso, and their Juarez. Absolutely fantastic. Second hour, right around the corner, we've got Laura Korn, author of 101 Nights of Great Romance, 101 Nights of Great Sex, that will be coming your way, our way, as we talk about Valentine's Day. Super Bowl for dames, Super Bowl for women. It's their big night. I mean, this is their Super Bowl. So consequently, gentlemen, we're going to give you all the ideas, the tips that you need. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Remember, dames always say it's the thought that counts. So there you go. Just pretend like you give a damn. As long as you pretend and they think that you give a damn, you'll be just fine. Whether it's for your harem of one, your harem of 32, your harem of 50, or in Willard Mitt Romney's case, his harem, I don't even know how many wives does Mitt even have? I mean, being that he's from Utah, how many does, by the way, his name is not Mitt. Nobody is named Mitt. His name is Willard Romney. Now, Mitt, is that short for Mittens? But Willard Mittens, what a vote. What a vote by Mitt. What an absolute, now all of a sudden, Willard Mittens Romney, who had the opportunity running against Ted Kennedy, murderer, Massachusetts, in a Senate election, had him in the polls, but in a debate couldn't put him away. Why? Because Willard Mittens is a poussoir. Meow, meow. He's a little kitty cat. No nads. No balls. Loses to the murderer from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy. Goes up against Barack Obama, runs for president. First debate, has him. Second debate, that's the time to put it away, finish it, put the nail in the coffin, end it. Mitt doesn't have the intestinal fortitude, doesn't have the alphaness, didn't respond when Candy Crowley, there was some, I can't remember in the debate, something was brought up, and it escapes me right now, but it was brought up, and Candy Crowley, something about terrorists, and Candy Crowley said, oh, no, Barack Obama's right. She was wrong. And Mitt just stood there. Willard Mittens just stood there, clueless. Didn't have the ability to punch back. And that's really what it boils down to. He's jealous that Donald Trump has giant nads of steel. When a Democrat punches Donald Trump in the nads, not only does he kick him in the nads, he kicks him right up the tuchus and then in their teeth. Willard Mittens Romney couldn't put away Barack Obama, had no nads, no balls, couldn't put away Ted Kennedy. But now all of a sudden, Willard Mittens Romney is a big shot. All of a sudden now, he's going to come out with big balls and vote for the impeachment of Donald Trump on one of the counts. It's nothing more than jealousy. Romney is the same guy that founded Bain Capital. Let's talk about Bain Capital. Romney loves to talk about what God told him and that he has to do what's right in God's eyes. Gee, Willard Mittens, when Bain Capital bought all those companies over the years, levered them up, paid too much, levered those companies to the hilt, in many cases companies that had no debt, but leveraged them to the hilt, and then tanked the company, cut costs, eliminated workers, then, by then it was too late, took those companies Chapter 11. What did God tell you then? He loves to hide behind the Lord, loves to hide behind the fact that he's such a decent human being. He is full of baloney. What does it say when a guy has to move to umpteen states to get elected? Couldn't get elected in Massachusetts. Couldn't win as president. So he has to go to Utah, where, I don't know, maybe he had a house, maybe he had some of his polygamy harem. I don't know. And I don't care. But when a guy has to be a carpetbagger to move and try to win, and by the way, President Trump actually endorsed him and I believe campaigned for him or came out with some tweets saying he has my full endorsement. That's how you repay the president? You're a phony. You're a fraud, Willard Mittens. You're not named Mitt. Nobody's named Mitt. Your name is Willard. So why don't you go by Willard Romney? That's your real name. So tell me, Willard Mittens, when Bain Capital was tanking all those companies, which they continue to do today, tell me, did you have such a moral soul? Were you so concerned about all those employees that got whacked because your firm went out and overpaid for a company, leveraged it to the hilt with debt unpayable that you knew from day one, but yet continue to get giant fees. And when you went Chapter 11, you at Bain Capital all came out smelling like roses. Willard Mittens Romney is full of baloney. Total, absolute, unadulterated fraud. Screw him. And I hope that the GOP remembers him in terms of his vote. And I know that Mitch McConnell came out and said, well, I still need him on the next vote. We're not going to do this or that. Bottom line, and by the way, Sergeant Steve, I know I got to take a break. I know I went a little long here. Bottom line is, Mitt should be ostracized. The people of Utah, recall him. Nobody's named Mitt. It's Willard Mittens Romney. No balls, no nads, but now all of a sudden, he's a big mocker. He's a zero. End of discussion.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to cigarrights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, cigarrights.org.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been en fuego, on fire with marvelous selections, and we continue that trend for February. We feature a full-flavored selection of Crowned Head's unique artisanal quality cigars. First up, the Jericho Hill, dedicated to the man in black. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Jericho Hill, the first Nicaraguan cigar from Crown Heads. It's wrapped in a Mexican San Andrean Maduro wrapper. Rich, dark, delivers medium to full-flavored attitude. Then we feature the La Imperiosa. Buckle up. It's a seriously full-flavored beauty. Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper ignites massive notes of pepper. And then we wrap it up with Juarez, inspired by Jericho Hill. But Juarez amps up the strength, delivering notes of spice and sweetness. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars like the Crown Heads full-flavored sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Just finishing up on Willard Mittens Romney. It seems that Mr. Perfect, Willard Mittens, was caught doing something prohibited on the Senate floor during the impeachment hearing. He was caught drinking chocolate milk out of a bottle on the Senate floor. A breach of Senate impeachment trial rules. Under the rules, senators only allowed to drink milk and water, and the beverages must be consumed out of a glass. Well, good old Perfect Mitt, drinking chocolate milk out of a bottle. A Senate aide informed Mittens he was in violation of the rules. He left the chamber, returning with the chocolate milk in a glass that was inspected and deemed to be acceptable. Well, I say that violation is unacceptable. Oh, and his wife said that chocolate milk is Mitt's guilty pleasure. What an exciting guy that Willard Mittens. Chocolate milk. How about dames? How about cigars? How about some booze? He's a fraud. Quit, Mitt.
Hour one of the Cigar Dave Show is now complete. There's time to refresh your cocktail. As the General will return in 7 minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats hitting the hustings in New Hampshire this weekend, trying to find that one key that'll lock up a win on Tuesday. The candidates are increasingly taking shots at each other in their bid to come out ahead of a crowded field. Former Vice President Joe Biden said he can secure a victory for Democrats in November and won't require any on-the-job training if he's elected.
I have a great deal of respect for Mayor Pete and his service to the nation, but I do not believe we're a party at risk if they nominate me, and I do believe we're a party at risk if we nominate someone who's never held a higher office than the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
And Pete Buttigieg says he can feel the momentum after the Iowa caucuses.
We can feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back. I feel like there's a system sweeping into the region, coming out of a good win in the Midwest, which we're very excited about, but knowing that New Hampshire is New Hampshire, and folks think for themselves here.
Former Trump advisor and Salem Radio Network talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka says the president's high approval numbers are a significant measure of his support among American voters, despite the months of impeachment pressure.
It's rather strange. It's as if we're in an alternate universe that the president has the highest approval ratings since the inauguration, and that's the day that the Democrats wanted to remove him from office.
Mainland China's death toll from the new virus outbreak has risen to 811, surpassing the number of fatalities in the 2002-2003 SARS pandemic. However, the number of new cases reported over the last 24 hours on Sunday fell significantly from the previous period, and that's something experts see as a sign the spread of the virus may be slowing down, if just a bit. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Refactor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Boeing's confirmed securities regulators are investigating the company in connection with the 737 MAX, which was grounded after two deadly crashes.
Boeing said in preparing financial statements it made assumptions about the outcome of accident investigations and the expected costs it would bear in 2020 and 2021 from the MAX's grounding. It didn't disclose those assumptions, but said they are, quote, highly uncertain and significantly affect the estimates inherent in our financial statements. Boeing disclosed the Securities and Exchange Commission investigation in a recent regulatory filing.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The filing provides few details of the probe beyond saying Boeing's cooperating with government investigations, including those by the Justice Department and the SEC. Boeing said it cannot estimate possible losses that could result from lawsuits and investigations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Suicides among the active-duty Air Force personnel surged last year to the highest total in at least three decades.
This even as the other military services saw their numbers stabilize or decline, according to officials and unpublished preliminary data. The reasons for the Air Force increase are not fully understood, coming after years of efforts by all of the military services to counter a problem that seems to defy solution and that parallels increasing suicides in the U.S. civilian population. According to preliminary figures, the Air Force had 84 suicides among active-duty members last year, up from 60 the year before. Patrick Frost reporting.
A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit that challenged Maryland's newly enacted ban on the sale of dogs and cats by retail pet stores. State lawmakers had billed the statute, which took effect on January 1st, as a check against unlicensed and unsanitary puppy mills. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is AMEM, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the cigar city of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Not only do you come to me for expert advice on the alpha male lifestyle, cigars, spirits, diversions, dice, dames, you also come to me for guidance. As your five-star global general and alpha male in chief, you seek my knowledge, and you seek knowledge in many other areas, specifically dames, and we've got a very big event coming up next Friday. It is Valentine's Day. It is the Super Bowl for dames. And where else would you go for proper information? How to look like an absolute star with, whether it is your harem of one, your harem of 32, or your harem of 100, you come to your alpha male in chief. This hour, a very special guest, everything you need to know about the Super Bowl for dames Valentine's Day. It is indeed a very big day, and we have a very special guest. But as always, cue the music, cue the band, Sergeant Steve. We've got the great Johnny Mathis. Hello, I'm Johnny Mathis. Because we could not have the absolute expert when it comes to creating that proper Valentine's Day for your dame, all the expert guidance you will provide. It would not be the same unless we had Johnny Mathis to get her warmed up, to get her ready. And we are, it's just our honor, as always, to have luscious Laura Korn, sex coach to the stars, the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance. She has sold millions of copies, Secret Sealed Seductions for Fun-Loving Couples, a new 2020 edition that promises hotter sex. Yes, hotter sexy time, my friends. Bigger surprises. I welcome the lovely Laura Korn, front and center.
Hello.
Greetings, Laura. Welcome once again to the Cigar Dave Show. I think this is about the 22nd or 23rd year in a row that you have joined us for Valentine's Day. And yet every year you get younger and younger.
I wonder how that works.
I have idea, and you're not going to tell.
I'm going to be honest. It's just great sex.
Fantastic sex. Oh,
I mean, it used to be three R's. Do you remember? I used to have great sex, and then it just became great sex.
Great sex.
It's great
sex.
Sealed
secrets. Anticipation.
Yes.
Seduction. It's not a book you read. It's a book you
book
do.
Book you do.
Now appearing on a screen near you, 101 Nights of Great Sex.
I always get butterflies because you speak my language. In fact, guys, listen up. Dave, the general, he is the king of all alphas. You are a major turn on.
Oh, really?
Just major.
Sergeant Steve, let's end the show right now. I got to hop on Alpha Army 1 for Los Angeles this second.
One of these days, I'm going to do one of these secret sealed seductions for you.
Oh, really?
I want to.
Oh, now you've piqued my interest.
Now I've piqued your interest, not the last 20
years. Oh, no, you've piqued it many times before, Laura. Come on.
You know what? I've been teasing you. I've wanted to do the Velvet Tongue number 2 on you for, well, is it 22 years?
Velvet Tongue number 2? Oh, I cannot wait.
But by the way, more so now than ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. Is that like the Aqua Velva Tongue? I mean, basically put a little Aqua Velva on somewhere and you kind of go that way?
And if you even want to bring your harem, that would be okay with me, too.
Oh, now, see, that the number one item that every man wants, that ladies, listen up. If you want to really give your loved one the most memorable Valentine's Day gift ever, it's very simple. Get your man a threesome. It's a beautiful thing.
Or
what
a foursome.
What man is going to say no to that? Or foursome, fivesome, tensome?
You don't need no book. Don't buy another one. That's a great sex. Just get another woman.
What man would not? Can you imagine? Now, Laura, think about this for a second.
Wait. You know what? This is an interesting statistic. Most threesomes with women, this is a new statistic, involve another man.
Wait a minute. You're saying
so? Used to be the lady pawn. Used to be the number one female sexual fantasy. Now it's leaning towards being with two men.
So wait a minute. The number one male fantasy has got to be, I believe.
Yes, but it's Valentine's
Day. Two women with
Day.
One guy. So now you're saying women want two men.
Yes. I know. Now, I am not in that camp. I would much prefer a woman.
If you could have 10 cloned of me, trust me, you'd want a tensome with the general. That would be 20 hands, 20 lips, 20 everything, if you know what I mean. Well, 40 on certain
You know
things.
What? I'm not sure I'd want to share you the first time, though.
No, but if they were all the same me, if I was cloned,
so much of you, though.
There's so much to nibble on
and kiss and snuggle up to and
show wing.
But anyway, you know, can we segue over to, yes, 101 Nights of Great Sex, the 2020 edition is out. It's very exciting. I completely revamped this book. It has hotter sex. You know what? You know, you're going to love this. There is more bang for the buck.
Oh, it's all about
the bang.
Do you
love me?
It's all about the bang.
And it used to be about the buck with you, too.
It still is about the buck, because here's one thing that's very important. You do not have to go out and spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on your woman for Valentine's Day. Many things you can do don't really require a lot of money, but you've got to be creative, because let's face it,
dames
love Valentine's Day.
That's
their Super Bowl. You can't fumble the ball on this one.
Nope.
Dames love it. Now, what I have found, and this is especially for the harem, like the harem will say, well, General, will I be spending Valentine's Day with you? And I said, you know, it's unfair for all the women to have to share me. Therefore, there won't be any Valentine's Day celebration. Because here's the thing. And this is very important. If you're not dating somebody seriously or it's casual, because remember, a lot of women sometimes will just try to find a guy because they don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day. So this is very important. Men, I've seen this. I have, and I know from personal experience, women will come out of the woodwork like a week or 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, just trying to start going out and dating, that all of a sudden you should go out and spend mega bucks on them when you're not even really that serious. So what I found is if you're not really serious with somebody, or you're not really digging somebody, or maybe they're just for the bedding, not the wedding, in that case, what I say is tell them you're out of town. Make yourself unavailable, because what they want is nothing more than for you to spend money on them. And I've had this happen where when I wasn't really interested in somebody, but it was like, okay, but nothing really serious. They all would want to go out on Valentine's Day. So this
can't blame them. Can't blame them.
Just make sure I was always made sure I was out of town and it worked like a charm. But
and by the way, can I just say something, guys? This Valentine's Day, billions, I have to say this, you know, you're talking about being creative. Creative is the name of the game. Romance is not rational. Great sex is not rational. And I'm going to explain. You know, hot sex is not really rational. You have to think outside the box in order to, you know, get inside the box, right?
So, inside the box, yes. That's every man's goal, inside the box.
Yeah, you do want to paint outside the box some of the times, but here we go. You know how many billions of dollars, General, is spent on candies and teddy bears and dinners? And guess what? Do you think if you walk in on Valentine's Day with some cheesy flowers that you got at the drugstore or a teddy bear, she's all of a sudden going to say, you know what? Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, my God. Pin me to the sheets now. I mean, no. Is that creative? That's rational. No. Guys have to think irrational. Do something incredibly creative. So that's what I want you to think about, creative. Now, what would you do? Irrational. If you had a dame, let's say we were going to go out, how would you surprise me?
Well, I would bring about three dames and say, great. Here's the foursome, or the fivesome for tonight's surprise. Here we go. I'm thinking outside the box to get in the box.
You're thinking in a lot of boxes at this point.
No, but I'm going to give it exactly. But I'm going to.
You want to know something? I'm down.
Here's what I'm gonna do. You're down with it. I could go somewhere with that, but I will not because this is.
I'm down.
This is not a family show. Who are we kidding? This is for alphas who have been around. Like as Al Pacino said in Scent of a Woman, I've been around, you know. Let me give you a little. I'm going to give you all the alphas that are listening. Wait, I'm going to give you, and Luscious Laura, I'm going to give you this little tip.
Okay.
Here is a way I've been thinking about this. How to surprise your dame. Start a few days before. Maybe you start like 3 days before. What you do is you go to a Chinese restaurant. Go to Pai Wai, Pei Wei, whatever it is. You know, they have those little to-go containers with the little metal handle on them. And what you do is you get a whole bunch of fortune cookies. And what you do is you take a tweezers. You take the fortune out of the fortune cookies. You then take your own create your own little fortune. So maybe you want to surprise her. Again, it doesn't have to be a restaurant you take her to, whatever. But maybe you plan some special evening, whatever. But you want to get her. You want to get her excited. You want to get her on the moist side. You want to get her thinking, ooh, what does he have going on? So what you do is, starting 3 days before, you put write something on. You know, a very special, sultry night awaits.
I like that.
2/14. You stick that in the fortune cookie, and then what you do is you put a little paper or whatever on the bottom, and you stick the fortune cookie, and then you just leave it on her bed, or you send it to her, drop it off where she works in a bigger box. That's all you do. No other notes. Then you
How many guys are going to do that?
Well, listening to me,
you know what?
They will.
I love it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. Sorry. Let me finish. Let the alpha take control.
Yes, sir.
And then the day before. Another little hint of maybe something you've got planned, whatever. And maybe you spray it with a little bit of your cologne on there so you get a little bit of that scent going. And then the day before, the fortune, it says 7 o'clock, dress, whatever, black dress, whatever the case is, be ready for pickup. And then, bingo, she'll be like, what is going on? I have no clue. Now, all of a sudden, she's going to start asking questions. Remember, women like men of mystery, men of intrigue. That's why they like James Bond. James Bond was the alpha, always cool, but very mysterious. Same thing. Think James Bond, gentlemen. You are going to be James Bond. And do something where you don't necessarily have to take her to a 5-star restaurant, but maybe you take her somewhere for a little cocktail. You don't have to go crazy. give her maybe something that you're going to use later, maybe a little nice little robe, some
book.
Hot little lingerie. Give her the book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. In fact, bring Laura along. Laura's for hire. Go ahead, take her along, and she'll give you guidance in the bedroom while you're opening everything up in case you're doing it wrong. Like if you do the velvet tongue incorrectly, Laura will step right in to show the proper way to do it. So what I say is do these things. It doesn't require a lot of money, but it's the intrigue. Now all of a sudden you get in their head and you're almost like you're getting them thinking. And when you get a woman thinking, like, what's he doing? I don't know what's going on. Then they start calling their friends. You won't believe what he just did. I got this fortune cookie, and it says this, this, and this. And it smells of his cologne. I don't know what's going on. And then she's going to call you and say, well, what do you have planned? Again,
do not give it away.
Very intriguing. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow you'll get another clue. And then you do the same thing, and then it gets to the point where it's so absolutely crazy, she won't know. And then when you go to pick her up, then another fortune cookie, and then you can lay out the itinerary for the evening. Doesn't have to be a fancy restaurant. Doesn't have to be a fancy gift. It can just be something, again, get something that's creative, that's going to be intriguing, that is not in the normal realm of how women think. You don't want the candies, the flowers, the typical restaurant. Do something that's, and here's my thing. I don't like going even out on Valentine's Day to restaurants because it's jammed with people that like go out rarely. And so you don't really enjoy it. It's almost like it's a forced type of meal. That's not what I want. Do something that's creative, that's unique, that ultimately gets you back in the bedroom for alpha pleasure maneuvers.
Now, may I speak?
You may.
I mean, you know what? What he's trying to say and what he did say, it's all about anticipation. That's what it's about. So you can set up something a little simpler, buy a calendar, rip out the, February the 14th, draw a big red circle around it, and you can also just put the calendar on the fridge, or if you're, that's all you have to do. And then just say a surprise is waiting for you.
Fortune cookie is better, more anticipation.
Oh, I think so. I think that's awesome. But if you don't want to go to that effort, and a lot of guys don't, also another cool thing to do is buy a gift now. And for those people who are not familiar with 101 Nights of Great Sex, would you like to describe the book? Because basically there are 101 sealed envelopes in 101 Nights of Great Sex. There are 50 envelopes for his eyes only and 50 for her eyes only. And one for the very end. And you get together when you want to surprise your partner, when you want to add spice, when you want to add anticipation. You both get together and you flip through the book. And each envelope has a title. Like one of my favorite this year. You ready? I hope I can say this. It's number 8. And it's called Bait.
Sergeant Steve, can we say that on the air?
Not certain.
Not certain. We better just beat that part. Beat that part out.
How about clickbait?
Okay, clickbait. There you go. You'll get the meaning, gents. Clickbait.
It's clickbait. And and honestly, so you rip that sealed envelope out. She sees you rip out that sealed envelope. And there's something, General, there's something really magical about a man with the sealed envelope in his hand. Can you understand why that makes a woman like over the top hot?
Yes, like, because the man is in control.
Yes, yes, he's alpha. He's going to take the initiative. And
that's right.
I mean, honestly, this book has sold millions of copies, and there's a very good reason for that. There's just something very, very hot about a man with a sealed envelope in his hand, and there's something very hot about a woman with a sealed envelope in her hand.
Well, women, no matter how strong they are, they like an alpha male that takes control. And I don't mean by taking control that you're going to whip around your dame. That's not what I'm talking about. But they like a man that basically runs the show, takes control, little bad boy in him, that does things that maybe she's not used to, not in a derogatory, not in a negative manner, but I think all women, as strong as they are, they want a stronger man because they like the fact that me Tarzan, you Jane. There's something very primal about it that women like.
You know, my favorite Cornism is a man with a plan will always win a lady's hand.
And is nice, but I think you've got another one that's better, a better cornism.
No, yes. A man, and, well, he's got to have a plan, and when he executes the plan, when a woman's heart melts, her legs will follow.
When a woman's heart melts.
Heart melts. Her legs will
follow.
Oh, but isn't it great? But her heart melts when she sees the plan. And the cool thing, General, about the book is there are 50 plans. There are 50 sex dates in this book the man is going to plan. And there's no way a woman is not going to show up to see what the plan is. Would you agree? I mean, we have honeylingus. We have
honey
for the buck.
As Johnny Carson would say, remember the old honey. Great Karnak? Honey lingus. How many honeys can you get in your lingus? The great Karnak. I could just see Johnny Carson doing that. Honey lingus. I'm already
it's hard to say,
because
isn't
of
it?
That. Yes.
I mean, honey lingus, she will definitely, you rip that sealed envelope out, and you could execute that for Valentine's Day, and she will levitate off the bed. We have number 23. I don't know if you can say this. Bad to the boner. And by the way, last night I went and saw...
Bad to the boner.
Bad to the boner.
I think you're good there.
We're good there.
Okay.
Bad to the boner.
To the boner. And last night I went and saw Bad Boys. And I have a question, General. Are all alpha males bad boys? Or how would you describe that? A little bit of bad boy?
There is a bit of bad boy. Women, here's what women want. Luscious Laura, and you know this is true. And ladies may not admit this, but it is true. They all say, oh, I just want a gentleman. They do want a gentleman. They want somebody that's worldly, that is polite, takes charge, but they also want a little bit of bad boy. They want a bad boy in there. They like that little bit of naughtiness, just like men. Same thing. What's the old adage with women? She's a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
Lady in the streets.
Or whatever it is. Something like that, and a freak in the sheets.
Oh.
Something along those lines. It's the same analogy, but it's true. Every woman and every man wants a woman that's a little bit of a naughty girl, a little bad girl, a little wildness. That's okay. I mean, nobody just wants a guy that... No woman wants a guy that says, hello, let me... If you want a polite guy, but... Okay, let me just go ahead. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to give you a kiss on the cheek, and
no,
that's not what they want. They
no,
want
they just
a guy
pull,
that's
pull
got,
our hair and get us up against the wall.
Right, but it's got to be done correctly. You can't just
exactly.
grab a woman's hair and say down, wench. That's not how it works. You've got to have the right moves, the right timing. It's got to be. You got to make sure you have the chemistry too. But absolutely, when a woman feels like this guy is getting me moist, I am attracted to this guy, oh yeah. When a man takes control, the alpha's in charge, you better believe that drives them right over the top. And the problem is, many men don't know how to do that. But the good news, gents, alphas, you've come to the right place. We're going to guide you. Laura Korn, 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance. She is the sex coach to the stars, not to the five-star, because I already know all that stuff. But when we continue, everything you need to know for a fantastic, smashing Valentine's Day.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's not for me to say you love me.
Nothing gets our special guest, Laurelicious Korn, author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance, hotter than hearing Johnny Mathis as we introduce her once again. Laurelicious, Laurelicious, are you controlling yourself after listening to Johnny and my voice at the same time? That's like a threesome right there.
I am. I'm having a fantasy.
As you should.
By the way, I have an interesting data.
Yes.
You ready? In a huge survey, it was just released a couple of weeks ago, 74% of men and women want a more adventurous sex life in 2020. That's what they want. And the reason why 101 Nights of Great Sex is such an amazing gift to give her or to give him, especially her, is because, first of all, men never buy these kind of books. They never buy books on relationships. So in itself, you are thinking outside the box. to get into her box. These are the kind of books women buy for their relationship. And if you beat her to the punch and you give her this gift, I mean, it's a panty melter. She's just, her panties are going to melt. Because what you're really saying is, I want to be a better lover. Let's have 101 Nights of Great Sex. I desire you. Go to Amazon, read all the reviews. Most of them are for guys, for men. And they all start off by saying something like, I've never bought a book on sex, but I've never seen my wife this happy. And
well, 4.5 stars you've gotten on the ratings on Amazon. And it's interesting because here's one, the headline, Spice Up Your Life. This book has such great ideas on how to pleasure one another. Here's another. I love this one. Would recommend. There's somebody really going out, a guy really going out on the edge. Here's one. Step out of your comfort zone, ! Here's another one. We enjoy it. I mean, there's a lot of great reviews on here. And I would say this, that you're right. What was the statistic? 70% of couples?
74% of men and women want a more adventurous sex life. And the thing is, how are you going to make that happen? I mean, just because you want it doesn't mean it's going to happen. They want it because we're so distracted. Action equals attraction. Distraction does not equal attraction, right? It's action. You have to take action. And by the way, doing the same thing over and over and over again, there was a commercial during the Super Bowl. Do you remember this commercial? I instantly thought of my book because it says, do you remember it's for the new NFL league? And it was no NFL, no endorphins. No NFL, because, you know, it was the end of the season. It was Super Bowl, right? What are we going to do? No NFL, no endorphins. Well, think about that as your sex life, too. Same old moves for a woman, no endorphins.
Well, and I believe this because, let's face it, most couples probably are missionary. You know, like 2 minutes and you're done.
Yeah.
But to me,
yeah,
there's more than that. You've got cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. You've got doggy. You've got pile driver. I mean, these are essential positions that every man, every couple should not only know, but they should use in the pursuit of an outstanding sexual liaison sex life. This is very important because most
people are just
stale. What's number four?
Because we're distracted. We don't admit that people are not creative.
It's not just that they're distracted. You hit it right. They're not creative.
They're not creative.
A lot of people are not in touch with their own sexuality. They do not get adventuresome. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of women, friends of mine, that have told me they were in marriages, they were in relationships. They said, oh, my God. It's like the sex was like, one told me, they said, the sex life, it was like, you know, being raped for like 2 minutes. It was just like boom, 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 and done.
Oh.
Like no pleasure on her part. Another one told me it was like the most unenjoyable, uncreative sex, missionary. Again, 2-3 minutes, bing, bang, boom. Women want to be pleasured too. The more you pleasure a woman, the more they want to pleasure you as the man, as the alpha. Very important. But most people, I would say, I cannot tell you the number of women that tell me this. Their complaint, it's so stale. It's so boring. There's just no creativity.
And you want to know something? A lot of those women are waiting for the guys to be creative.
Correct.
No offense. I'm going to defend the guys right now because men that I meet, they're like, they look at the book and they're like, wow, yeah, I could open up a sealed envelope and follow the directions with one page. They're not going to read a whole book, but they will read one seduction. I think most men want to make women happy. But, you know, we get stuck in a rut.
They don't know how.
They don't know how.
Man, I'm going to give you important advice right here. Here's another idea. Doesn't cost you a bundle, but this is going to be great, and it's to your benefit. Go to Sephora. Go to any one of the makeup counters at any of the department stores. Book a reservation for your dame, your harem, to get made up. The makeup, the whole shebang. And then, here's the other kicker. In that little fortune cookie box, you put in there saying, maybe that day, say, today at 4 o'clock, you have an appointment at Sephora to be made up. And here is a card, whatever, a $7,500 gift certificate to buy some makeup, to buy the eyeliner pens or the brushes or whatever. Who's going to be the beneficiary? You. She's going to feel like $1 million. Maybe she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. Maybe she doesn't do herself up. But you basically give instructions and say, I want you to make her look like a Playboy playmate. And she's going to come back and look so hot and look so great and feel great about herself that she's going to want to look hot for you, get a hot, you know, put on a hot dress. she's going to be roaring and ready to go. She's going to look like a totally different person. And you, as soon as you see her, you're going to be like, showing, double swing. Because many times people get stale. They don't go out of their way. I see this all the time. You have to take the initiative as an alpha with women. And then the other thing you need to do is go out, buy her, go to Victoria's Secret, get her a nice robe. Listen, you want to really get her hot and get yourself hot? Buy her some thigh-high white or black boots. Believe me, guaranteed you will have the night that you will never forget. Women need to feel like they are sexy. They are trophies. Very, very important, and most men do not know how to do that.
That's great advice. You know, love is the foundation of a relationship, but there's only one thing that creates passion. There's only one thing. I'm talking about long-term relationships. I'm not talking about, you know, dating. I'm talking about long-term relationships. What is that, Dave? General?
You have to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
You have to have elements of surprise.
Right. But this is scientific. This is not just, you know.
You have to have the attraction. If there's no attraction there,
right,
everything else, chemistry goes by the wayside.
And you got to look good. You got to taste good. You got to smell good. But for passion, you need one thing and one thing only, and that's novelty. Novelty, trying new things. How do you try new things? Well, you get 101 nights of great sex, and you rip out a sealed envelope, and you let her see you rip out a sealed envelope. Because the minute you rip out a sealed envelope, whether it's honey lingus, bang for her buck, make her tremble, bad to the boner, 50 shades of pleasure, sex spa, I could go on and on. And she sees that envelope in your hand. She is, I'm telling you, she's like a kid. She's feminine. She feels like a woman. You're going to seduce her, and you're going to seduce her with something original, something she would never see coming. That is what creates hotness. That's it. That's my spiel.
That is Laura's spiel, and you are sticking to it.
But it's so true. And you know what? When a man plans a date, makes all the arrangements, buys the Sephora gift card. By the way, do you know what you said? Get her a Sephora gift card for $7,500.
No, I said $75 or $100.
Oh, I thought you said $7,500.
No, not $7,500. No, $75 or $100 bucks or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
well,
$7,500. Come on.
I know. I thought, okay. Well, anyway, yes. So keep those surprises coming.
And you brought up a good point about men also. Very, very important. Men, you must smell good. The number of women that tell me, the number one complaint about their men, they don't wear cologne. They want their men to smell great. They want their men to wear cologne. I cannot tell you the number of dames that are in the harem that say, I just want one of your shirts, General, because I love the smell of Bulgari or the Dunhill Fresh or the Chanel, whatever I'm wearing at the time, because that reminds them of you. It's got that scent in there. They want that. Very important. The number of men that don't wear cologne just is staggering. And I've been in airports where women have just started following me or running and saying, excuse me. I'm like, yes. Saying, what are you wearing? What cologne? That smells absolutely great. And I tell them I'm wearing Bulgari or whatever I'm wearing, and they'll write it down. How do you spell that? And I'll spell that for them like, oh, I wish my boyfriend or my husband would wear cologne. I got to buy it for him. That smells fantastic. I could smell you like 20 feet away, and you smelled fantastic. I've never had a woman come up to me saying, that cologne you're wearing smells terrible. It's horrible. It is just obnoxious. It is offensive. Everywhere I go, I've had women, whether it's the bank, the post office, women are saying, they're like, what are you wearing? That smells incredible. Mm-hmm. That smells delightful. And they all want to write it down.
When you look good and you smell good and you taste good, you're bringing your A game. No A game, no passion. Right. When you think of Valentine's Day, you have to bring your A game. And part of
sex coach to the stars, Laura Licious Corn. 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance. Everything you need to know for the big day, the Super Bowl for Dames, Valentine's Day, our final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been en fuego, on fire with marvelous selections, and we continue that trend for February. We feature a full-flavored selection of Crown Head's unique artisanal quality cigars. First up, the Jericho Hill, dedicated to the man in black. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Jericho Hill, the first Nicaraguan cigar from Crown Heads. It's wrapped in a Mexican San Andrean Maduro wrapper. Rich, dark, delivers medium to full-flavored attitude. Then we feature the La Imperiosa. Buckle up. It's a seriously full-flavored beauty. Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper ignites massive notes of pepper. And then we wrap it up with Juarez, inspired by Jericho Hill. But Juarez amps up the strength, delivering notes of spice and sweetness. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars like the Crown Heads full-flavored sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. you're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same. You never change it.
The great smooth as Dean sure Martin. Just slick, smooth, suave, debonair. Perfect for our final segment with Laura Korn, author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance, as we talk Super Bowl for Dames, Valentine's Day, everything you need to know for the big day for Dames. Laura, when you look at the number of people that will just go out and do the vanilla thing, they'll just go out to dinner and they'll get roses and the chocolates. It's boring. It's boring. And I say this, mix it up, shake it up, change it up. Nothing is written that you have to do roses, that you have to do flowers. Do something different, even perfume. To me, if you give a woman a little bottle of perfume or a little, for what you would spend on dinner, think about it. Many times you go out to a nice dinner, you're talking a couple hundred dollars. Get a small bottle of perfume. Get her maybe a nice little gift for a massage or something. Put a nice little robe. Go to Victoria's Secret. Put a little basket together of little gifts to give your dame.
I like that.
You may never leave the house.
Yeah, yeah. And even if you're going to do roses, I mean, most guys are going to do roses. Do it this way. Don't get her 12 red roses. Get her 11 red roses and one white rose. And then on the card say, in every bunch, there's always one that is special. You're that one.
Aww.
I mean, it didn't take any. I mean, that. Or don't walk through the door. Knock on the door. Ring the doorbell. And give her the flowers. Hide a few roses underneath the bed, in the trunk of the car, and just kind of surprise her. That's what women are looking for. When we look at the effort, the gesture, we're looking at the effort behind the gesture. Was it creative? Was it rational? I mean, that's really, we want you to step out of the box to get into our box.
Now, I've got another suggestion.
Yes.
Another suggestion. Don't get a dozen roses. Get one white rose with a little card that says, one special rose for one special dame. That's it.
Good.
It's another good one, huh? And again, you didn't have to spend $80-$100 for a dozen roses. You get one. Bingo.
That's true. That's true. And guys, think of it. Think this way. Anytime you introduce a new item, a new position, a new toy, a new book, you are increasing the spirit of adventure. And whenever you do that, it will make her feel more playful, more feminine, more excited.
And again, new position I would recommend, pile driver, reverse cowgirl, delightful. You can't go
wrong. Wait. No. You know what? The one I recommend, number four, in 101 Nights of Great Sex, massage collage.
Now, men and women like to be massaged, but women like massaging their men. Because I have found that most men, you know, you worked hard, whatever, and a lot of women like that. That's like the little motherly thing where they like to gently caress their man. They like to massage their man. So men, what I say is let it go. Let them do it. And if you want, get them some massage. Here's another thing. Get them some massage lotions, get some little massage candles, set the mood, you know, the spa music. But then you start with them, give them a little massage for like 5 minutes, then you roll over and maybe you'll get one for about an hour. It's beautiful. You see what I did there? You start off like you're pleasuring them, it's all about them, but then you reverse it and you end up getting the better, bigger deal, the better massage.
That's pretty good. Just don't do the same old moves, the same old positions, and the same old sex.
Well, here's another thing I just said about the candles. You got to create the mood. Okay, men are visual, but so are women. You've got to create the mood. So what I say, get some candles, get some low lighting, maybe put something, some Johnny Mathis, some of the love type songs, you know, very subtly. It doesn't have to be like you're in a disco, very, very low. Create that mood. And then what you do is you give her, listen, in preparation for pleasure maneuvers tonight, I have bought you some items. I've laid them on the bed for you. So go out if you want to get them something hot, something a little on the naughty side, a nice robe, some bang me pumps, whatever you want to get them, some bling, lay that on the bed for them. Put it in
I've
a bag.
Got a good one. I've got a
yes.
good one. All right. The candle. There's only really one candle to get her for Valentine's Day.
What's the
Any
candle?
Guesses? It's called Jimmy Jang, and Jimmy it is Jang. A hot wax massage candle.
Wait a minute. So the wax goes on the body and...
Yes, but it's a massage oil. No,
it's a massage oil. Okay.
Oh, it's massage oil, and it's hot. And when you pour it on her, you massage it into her skin, and she will melt.
Now, that's good. But again, you got to create the whole ambiance. You got to have the whole mood going on, because once she walks into that bedroom and sees everything laid out and sees the candles and the music and the dim lights, she's going to start getting into the mood. And she's going to be saying, remember, you got her the nice Sephora, the makeup done. She's going to want to show it all off. So if you get her something nice to show it off in, she's going to come in ready for pleasure maneuvers. So very, very important. All right, now, Laura, we've got about 2 minutes left. So let's pick out one of your tips, one of the assignments from 101 Nights of Great Sex. And let's share that with our elephants.
Well, I just gave you one.
No, give me another one. How about 69? What's number 69? Let's pick that number. It just came to me randomly.
I know. You know what? You would think at 69 it would be. It's called Viva La Juicy. And it's actually her eyes only. So we're looking at, do you think most men use sex toys? Because I do have a good sexual technique.
With
do you
women?
Think most men?
I,
yeah,
I
do
think
you think most men feel
don't,
comfortable?
But I think that why not experiment? This is what
okay.
I say. If you're, we're talking that most men, a lot of couples are stale, well, why don't you try it? So go ahead.
There is a way to extend a woman's orgasm with a sex toy. So it's actually a seduction called Popping Her Clutch, number 80.
Popping Her Clutch.
Popping Her Clutch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of women masturbate with sex toys, right? And there
they
is...
Do?
I hate to break it to you, Dave.
Okay.
Yes, General. We do.
No,
not
you said
too
men.
Often.
You didn't say women, you said men.
Oh, I said men. I'm
said
sorry.
Men. Women, yes, of course. They've got Bob, boyfriend on batteries.
I've never heard that. That's awesome. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. That's right. All right. So here's what you do. Take her favorite toy. She's got one. You know where it is. She's in her drawer. It's under the bed. It's somewhere. And when she's at the peak, at the very peak, she'll let you know when she's about to have an orgasm. Turn the toy off.
Ooh.
For just a half a second. Then turn it back on. Wait 2 seconds. Turn it off. Turn it back on. Turn it back off. This technique can extend her orgasm up to 60 seconds.
Okay, it's Laura, we got to leave it there. Fantastic yes. advice. As always, Laura, wonderful having you. We've got to do this more often. Great advice. 101 Nights of Great Sex. Amazon.com. Can't go wrong. Laura Licious, you're the best, baby.
Mwah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Cigar Dave, the General, say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Happy Valentine's Day. Showing.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave Show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.